Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Greg Norman. I mean, we've all grown up knowing who he is.
Yeah. Even if you don't know golf, you know Greg.
Well, that's it. And so he, at one point, was a golf superstar. I don't reckon he's won anything since, like, I was born.
I guess.
But he's just always been around.
And because he's Aussie, people really like that.
Yeah, and he's kind of diversified, you know. He's got his own merchandise. He designs golf courses.
Are you a golf guy? I've never heard of you playing golf. Yeah.
No, oh my God. I cannot think of anything worse than watching golf on television.
Yeah, I know. Or I can, real life watching of golf.
Oh, either way. But on telly, I'll watch one of the the channels where they just sell you stuff 24/7.
Oh yeah.
Before I watch, like
yeah, I'm with because, you. Yeah.
Because essentially, you know, they talk about watching paint dry and watching grass grow.
Mm.
Watching grass grow is what you're doing watching golf.
Oh yeah.
Couple of blokes just.
And then it's like, oh, they've hit it. Wow, that's awesome. What am I looking at?
Yeah, I can't see the ball.
What?
What?
I'll take your word for it. You could all be lying.
Hmm. Anyway, people make a lot of money with golf, so good on them. Don't know where it's coming from, but that's fine. Right, so he's 65. He lives in Florida now.
Yeah.
And he's kind of still got a little bit of an Aussie accent, but he's basically American.
Yeah, yeah. You know? He was born in Mount Isa, but that's long gone.
We'll claim him anyway. He looks amazing. For a 65-year-old bloke, he's cut, he is ripped.
Damn, okay.
Famously, he's done that photo of him where he's completely nude, teeing off.
Okay, it doesn't come to mind automatically, but...
And also there's the golf one as well.
Oh, nice.
So he's got his own Instagram, as most good 65-year-old former golfers do. And a photo that he's posted has sent people into quite a tizzy because... Okay, the caption is a man and his dog on a Sunday.
Okay, yeah, and he's walking on the beach.
So it's a photo of him walking along the beach.
Yeah.
And he's wearing his board shorts.
Poochie, yeah. Little poochie.
Look what the dog's looking at. Can you see anything kind of
spring
out to you there?
It's another Orlando Bloom-esque type situation. Stand up paddleboard,
except this time Greg Norman's wearing shorts. Can you sit there? Right? So there's a fair bit of definition. Essentially, what we've all seen is his great white shark.
Good one. Oh, you can do better.
Is that a forward?
It's
certainly not a putter. He is on the beach. Could be a sand wedge.
Keep going. Wow. Yeah. Okay. He's on the green. No. That's you know what that is?
Yeah, what?
That's an on the green flag right there. No?
No.
Okay.
So one person commented, Christ, that's not a knife, because he looks like Paul Hogan. Someone said, doesn't leave much to the imagination.
I like that one.
And another person said, I cannot focus on the dog. My eyes are somewhere else. I suggest maybe Greg isn't talking about that dog when he's saying a man and his bulldog.
He does not say bulldog.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, what I will say is, no, I won't say that. I'll just say it in my thoughts.
The man can play golf. And he doesn't need a caddy or any sort of equipment. He can just hands behind the head and...
See, that's just as bad as anything I came up with.
Nah.
The man can swing. Yeah?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Mate, if I could look that good at 65... Also, there's another conversation there about wearing undies under bathers that we can probably...
Also, if you could look that good at your age now, I mean, that would be good as well.
All right. Offensive.
Wake up fresh. Daily.
Wake up.
Fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So K-Rock 955.
So last night, Jimmy and I lying in bed. And he was just reading and I sort of turned my light off and I was like lying there going to sleep. And then just here.
you live on the Bellarine, don't you?
Yeah. And I was like, can you hear that? He's like, yes. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, can you see it or whatever? He's like, no, not yet. He's like, oh. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And I'm just thinking, well, he'll take care of it, you know? And then, oh, God. And I'm all for saving animals and insects and stuff. Like spiders and that, I generally don't kill them. I used to. I don't anymore. Okay. I, like, release them outside. But mozzies, what are you good for?
What do they do?
Who knows? You're an annoyance.
Bloodborne disease. Spread it.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then he's like, oh, he looks up at the roof. He's like, oh, yeah, I've got it. It's on the roof. He's like, do you have anything for me to get it with? I'm lying there in bed. Oh, no, I don't.
Let me take up my shoe.
Yeah, right? No, I don't. I'm like, there's a box of tissues on your bedside table. Oh, yeah. All right. And I'm just lying there, and it was more over my side of the bed.
Yeah.
So I was just, like, face down. I was just like, can you make sure that you just don't hit it and then let it fall on my face, please? Because okay. I don't want – because every time a mosquito is killed, I assume someone else's blood, a.k.a. I'm now infected with who knows what.
Yeah, fair.
That's
fair.
Where my brain goes.
Yeah, I always think cattle blood for some reason.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I think disgusting human blood. I'd rather cattle blood.
Mm.
Give me all the cattle blood. I don't want human blood. Thanks.
No, me either.
Except for the stuff that's in me.
Okay.
And right. And
blood transfusion. You're in hospital. We need a blood transfusion for this lady. No, don't give me human blood.
No. Nah.
Or cattle blood.
Just cattle, please. I'm AB negative, so I'm special. Mm. So whatever that means. I don't know if it means I can take everyone's blood.
Does that mean you're a Jersey cow or
there's something like that, yeah.
Dairy cow.
A moo cow.
Yeah.
So then I hear this bang. And I'm like, what? And I turn around and he's like, got him. And I'm like, what have you done? And he's like, oh, I used the tissue box.
Yes.
I'm like, no, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, great. No, but the way you're doing it, like, you can't kill a mozzie.
Yes, you can. Grab a tissue and just grab it. Just pinch it.
No. Whoop. No.
And he's just like, bang, with the tissue box.
He's
I'm
not
like,
Mr. Miyagi.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah. So
that's
good.
Not what I meant when I'm like, there's a tissue box behind next to you.
I'm 100% on board with how he did that.
Oh.
That's exactly what I would
do.
Well,
you two live together then.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So K-Rock 955.
Happy anniversary to Jess and Pat.
Oh, I don't know.
Some of my best friends.
Are, but happy.
Yes, you do. You know Jess.
I don't know who they
and,
are.
And look, I'm going to say 8 years ago, 2012, down at St. Peter and Paul's here on Mercer Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what a spot.
Great spot. And then at the pier afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all had a what?
I wasn't sure if I should read the Google review for it or not.
Oh, for what? St. Peter and Paul's?
Yeah.
Please do.
The Google reviews are the perfect place to honour our Lord. And I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Bless.
In terms of Google
five stars.
Reviews.
Five stars.
Okay.
But I was a bridesmaid at their wedding, right?
Yeah, lovely.
And so every year when the anniversary comes up, obviously I see photos and that, and, you know, the memories come flooding in. And what a great time.
Where was the reception again?
At the pier.
Cunningham Pier.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And, it was awesome. It was so fun and it was just such a great day. But here's just a bit of an insider to me as a bridesmaid, right?
Mm.
I've done it like maybe five times now, I think. I've been
all right,
bridesmaid.
Mate. We've all got friends.
Oh, come on.
I actually don't.
You don't. I was about to say, you can be my bridesmaid, but no, it's a long list. Anyway, so I just want to give you an insight. It was like a 37 degree day.
Sorry, I think I just got told I'm not bridesmaid material there. That's, I don't know how to feel
about
that.
No, you're definitely MC material. Anyway.
Of course I am. Always.
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah.
It's like if you can string together a sentence, and I can't, but some people are like, hey, can you MC our wedding? Which is great. I've done it before. Bless. Beautiful.
Yeah, done it many times.
Right? And it's awesome. But sometimes you just want to
drink.
Yeah. Anyway, me as a bridesmaid, 37 degree day. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now, I mean, it started off with, you know, we're all dressed and makeup and hair and everything. 37 degree degree days, not where maybe I look my finest.
Well,
I'll
nobody
say.
Does, I would suggest, mate.
Oh, some people can. Justin, she looked beautiful, stunning.
Good on her. Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah, of
but
course.
Me, I mean, my hair was just getting thicker and thicker and thicker by the second, and my makeup was just sweating off.
Okay.
And then the photographer comes right to the house, and they're like, Jess's getting ready and everything. And they're like, oh, Lauren, can you, you know, put the bracelet on her? We'll get a photo.
Beautiful.
But I was shaking so much.
Why?
Because it was just intense, you know, and I was sweating and I couldn't get the clasp going. So then Tanya had to come over and do it. I'm like, please, Tanya, can you do it? And then I was just like, I'm the worst. And I had to like walk away and be like, I'm the worst bridesmaid. Get it together, Lauren.
Oh,
get
my God.
Right? Anyway.
It's not even your wedding.
I know. So I cried the whole day out of happiness, just pure joy. I could not stop crying. Like I laughed and we had a good time, but I was just, every time I looked over at them, I'm like, I'm so happy that Jess and Pat found each other and this is beautiful and I'm here and my family's here and their family's here and my friends.
Yeah.
Great time.
Great.
Right. But everyone always brings this up. One thing that everyone brings up when they remember Jess and Pat's wedding, obviously the wedding of them two, but when they're talking about me specifically. So, okay, we rock up at the front of St. Peter and Paul's there, okay? Everyone's inside, but once again, 37 degree
sure,
day.
Sure, sure.
The car that we've driven in from Werribee, now these old cars, really cool car, but these old cars, normally they overheat when it's really hot. And what do you have to do when a car is overheating?
You get out, you
have to
turn the tire.
No, you have to put the heater on.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, my God. 37 degree day. You're
with
in this
the
old
heater on.
Rust bucket with the heater on.
With the
brilliant
heater on. Right? Anyway, let's just imagine what that would make me look like.
Yeah, I can.
And I'm sitting in a bridesmaid's dress on that, like, that velour, not velour, what is it? Like that leather seating or whatever. So sweat is pouring down our legs, right?
Yeah.
We get to the front there, and I'm the first bridesmaid to walk through.
Okay, sure.
So the door's open, and everyone looks at me. I'm totally fine with this.
You're like shaking.
Literally shaking. Anyway, I go to walk down the aisle, and my feet are so sweaty, and the shoes kept buckling. Like it was like, so people describe it to me as, it looked like I was riding an invisible horse. This is what people have said to me. And people, everyone was looking and they were kind of had this general smile about them. But I remember specifically one lady that I don't know, never met before, saying, you're almost there. And I got up to the front and I was like so embarrassed and I was like tearing up.
Yeah.
But I just passed it off then for
as
tears
emotion.
Of emotions. But I was actually so embarrassed that I finally had this beautiful emotional opportunity to represent my friends on their day of days and I rode an invisible horse down the aisle.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
I'm going to do something a little bit different.
Okay.
I'm going to get angry, but I'm going to stay at this level.
Are you though?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard that before, but okay, go on.
I just don't understand something in the kitchen.
Mm.
And I know you might be thinking, that's just life of log.
Well, that's right. You're not, it's not where you do your best work, put it that way.
Yeah. I'm getting better.
You are getting better.
Where do I do my best work?
In the studio here.
Thank you, Tom.
From 6 to 10 weekdays.
Not on the weekend, so we've all heard that. So anyway, I just feel like there's an ingredient that I don't understand. We've got pepper.
Yeah.
Okay? We've got black pepper. We've even got cracked pepper. Cracked pepper. Cracked pepper. Well, that was a great little skit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From 25 years ago. If you know what I'm talking about, you're laughing.
You're talking about the black pepper?
The black pepper?
Yeah, yeah.
Crack pepper? Yeah. I don't understand this ingredient, white pepper. Okay. It's an abomination.
Why?
Because it makes no sense.
Okay.
It doesn't do what normal pepper does. And apparently we need white pepper because, oh, black spots on my food's offensive. I want my spices to mix in with my stuff. I don't want to see it. Get over yourself. Enough. White pepper sucks. I don't get it. It is. It goes, it stings the nostrils. We'll say that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something's wrong with it. And I know it's not just me that feels this way.
Okay.
Because I put up a little post yesterday.
Yeah, on right? our Facebook page. People did get involved.
Yeah, people did get involved. a lot believe, of it.
I can't believe how triggered you are by this, though, how annoyed you are about it.
It's just, stop making it. If we don't buy it, they'll stop making it. That's what I'll say.
You're very anti-white pepper.
Why? And when it's on the table and you can see it in the clear and it's like, this is definitely white pepper, I'm not interested. All right, I will go pepperless.
Okay.
Then have pepper on my food and I can't see where it is. I can taste it. It's gone up my nose.
Yeah.
And it's stuck there for 2 days.
Yeah.
It's black pepper, it's cracked pepper, or it's no pepper.
Okay, what about?
That's a slogan that I'm going to put on my T-shirt.
I've got the peppercorns, but they're multicolored ones.
That's okay.
Is it?
Because they're corns.
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
White pepper makes no sense. It needs to go.
All right, all right, all right.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
What do people reckon? What do people reckon?
Okay, a lot of people I asked what people thought, and a lot of people started jumping on the coriander train.
Yeah, that was to be expected.
Which, okay, fair play. But I love coriander. I've got to have coriander on cereal. More coriander to everyone.
On cereal?
I love it.
Christine says it's demon spawn, whereas Jason says it's not a herb, it's a poison.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
People are angry also at turmeric. Mm. Stains.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Should be classed as a dye, not a spice.
Mm. Emma says anything that's been within a mile of fennel, seeds, root, actual fennel itself, hashtag railway weeds.
I love Erica, though, who agrees with me and says, we call it poopy pepper.
That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
None of it does.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. Wake up so good. K-Rock 955. Guess the year.
21 gigawatts. Yes. Guess the year. It's where we play a little bit of a song and then we cast our mind back. Back. Through the mists of time and try and work out what year it was released.
What year did we cry to that song?
Try not to be triggered is how I describe it.
Yeah.
A lot of it is from our teenage years and you know how painful they can be.
Good times.
Shout out to any teenagers listening this morning. You're going to be fine, guys.
Yeah, that's the lie everyone tells you.
No, you are going to. Look at us.
Yeah, we're totes fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. We're fine.
Barely damaged goods at all. Well, this has started positively, hasn't it? Okay, so here's how the game works. Play a bit of a song and we then write down on a piece of paper what year we believe the song was released. We reveal on three.
Mm-hmm.
And it's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. Are you ready to play Guess the Year, mate?
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's do it. Question number one this morning sounds like...
I'm going to say...
Can I just guess what decade it came out?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's a hard one.
I've written something down. Have you written something down?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
2009. Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
The year was 2001.
Oh!
Yeah, I thought it was old.
None for... Yeah, that was a weird one.
That's a neither of us get a point. That's how the game works. You see what's happening, guys?
I do.
Yeah, question number two.
I don't think we're allowed to play this anymore.
Right, that's enough of that.
No. But it's there now.
Yeah, I know it's there now.
Okay. Okay. Oh, damn.
Okay, I'm writing something down. Again, I've got no bloody idea.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it was part of when I was in my real, like, punk phase, so just wasn't listening to R&B.
Yeah.
Okay. So revealing 3, 2, 1.
The year 2000. Yeah.
The year was 2003.
Okay. Okay. That's a point for both of us.
Yeah. So we're at the same spot that we were when we started.
Yeah. So we're 3 minutes in and have achieved nothing. Here we go. Question number 3.
I remember crying exactly where I was crying.
What? Came
no, I do.
This is a crying song. Do you want to tell us the story behind why you're crying?
No, I can't.
No, we don't have time.
They'll be listening.
Okay. Now, I was working radio when this came out. I'm going to say. All right. Oh, I think I might have gone a year too high. Okay. Revealing 3, 2, 1.
2007. Ooh.
The year was 2006.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're both, again, both over.
Wow.
Whoever wins this.
Wins.
That's please, for 1 point.
Please, baby Jesus, give us a result.
Yeah, but I just forget which album this is on.
Is this Californication?
Because,
this is Danny California.
Danny California, which came after Californication, didn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I'm writing something down.
Damn you! Okay.
Okay. Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2003. Oh, okay.
The year was 2006.
I can only stand back amazed.
4.5 minutes of nothing, but it's all worthwhile because we got a result in the end.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily.